Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is a new year, a new day, a new opportunity, everybody. Welcome to 2024. We are back. We are live. It is the Wednesday edition, and we are glad to be here. We're glad that you're there. We have so many things to talk about and start off with this morning. Kyle Warren with you, and it is a pleasure to be back. It certainly is. As I said, Wednesday morning edition is here, is upon us, and I hope that you enjoyed the New Year's holiday and the time off, the holidays in general, Christmas time, and of course, the New Year's celebrations. Everything seems to have gone very, very well. We didn't have any issues, it would appear, in Times Square, as we were talking about last week, so I'm very gratified by that. And of course, also though, our thoughts and our prayers are going out to our friends in Japan who suffered the terrible earthquake on New Year's Day. We understand that as of now, it looks like some 55 people were killed, 7.6 magnitude quake on January the 1st. All kinds of damage, especially in the town where it seemed to be centered, a town called Suzu, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, has just about 5,000 households in it, we understand. 90% of those houses may have been completely destroyed, according to reports. And of course, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to our friends in Japan and here in Southern California, where we originate from. Here, we kind of have some idea what a 7.6 quake can feel like, but definitely the damage that we're seeing is just terrible. Luckily, there was not a major tsunami as we saw many years ago. But at the same time, it is just a very, very tragic situation. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with our friends in Japan as we begin the program this morning. Well, once again, folks, it is Wednesday. We're back, and we had some good time off. But it is a new year. As I said, it is a new opportunity. It's a new day. It's all those factors that go into the anticipation during the holidays. You get a chance to kind of relax a little bit, hopefully, you kind of reflect a little bit. But here we are. It's upon us, 2024, and it is going to be, I believe, folks, a bright year. We, of course, have the election coming up. We're going to be talking about that, obviously. And we're going to, I think, see some very, very good things in terms of what the American people are going to be expecting from this election. I think we're going to have a lot more information than we ever had in 2020, especially about Biden and company and the Democrat campaign. But it's not going to be easy. It's going to be an uphill slog. There's just no doubt about that. But we're going to be here, and we're going to be doing our thing. You're going to be doing your thing. And I'm just glad that we have this opportunity. So once again, folks, here we are, 2024. It's time to hit the ground running. And let's start that, shall we? I don't even know where to start, to be honest. But I do know this, though. There's going to be a who's who list in 2024, okay? I think you know where I'm going with this. Yes, I think there's going to be a who's who list of 2024. We could talk about who's who list of 2023, but 2024 is where it's going to really be at, I think. And this, of course, I'm referring to what evidently may be coming out here sooner than later. This, according to USA Today, Jeffrey Epstein's list is coming out. Who will be named? Hundreds of sealed court filings about Epstein, the accused sex trafficker who hanged himself inside a jail cell in 2019, are expected to include the names of prominent people like Prince Andrew and former U.S. President Bill Clinton.
Clinton has not been accused of anything illegal. One of Epstein's victims said in a court paper that she had met the ex-president on Epstein's private island in the Caribbean. Clinton has denied ever visiting the island, though the list is expected to include more than 150 names found in court documents, which could illuminate, the article says, which prominent figures continued to associate with Epstein and his former girlfriend and convicted accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, after he was convicted in 2008 in Palm Beach, Florida, of procuring sex from a minor. The sealed documents were part of a defamation lawsuit brought by one of their accusers, Virginia Gifu, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. A number of bold-faced names have been linked to Epstein since federal agents arrested the hedge fund manager on sex trafficking charges in July 2019, including billionaire Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers. A Gates spokesman told the Wall Street Journal that the two met for philanthropic purposes, which he regrets. Summers has said through a spokesman that he deeply regrets mixing with Epstein. No one besides Epstein and Maxwell have been accused of criminal wrongdoing in the case. Political analyst Charlotte Clymer said the release of the names would only be worrying, quote, if our nation's leaders and political media attempt to downplay the Epstein list and cover up any crimes against innocence. So, folks, as I said, now here, that's the list you don't want to be on for 2024. You want to be on other lists, you know, most likely to succeed, you know. Person who helped the is more for charity than anybody else. So those kinds of lists are okay, but the list for 2024, the who's who, is definitely something you probably don't want to be on. Well, also another way of starting off 2024, of course, is the idea that if you're a Hamas official, and they're always called Hamas officials, right, in the media, but pretty much they're terrorist leaders. But this from the AP, Saleh Arouri, the deputy political head of Hamas and founder of the group's military wing. Did you know that, folks? Did you know that Hamas has a military wing? Had been in Israel's sights for years before he was killed in a drone attack in southern suburb of Beirut on Tuesday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had threatened to kill him even before Hamas carried out the deadly surprise attack on October 7th, sparking the ongoing brutal war in Gaza. But that's another one that they've now accomplished here. And so, folks, here we are. As I said, 2024, we are off to a great start, and we're glad that you're there. Folks, stay right there, because we're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. We are rested and raring to go. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition of the program. And we are here with you bright and early this morning, of course. Thank you to Richard the Marine up there on his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. And he's saying, good morning, Mr. Kyle. Haven't heard from you since last year. Well, that's right. It has been a while, hasn't it? Certainly feels like it. 43 degrees, he says, cloudy and no wind. So that's good. Says may this morning be the start of a great year for the Kyle crew. Hey, I appreciate that so much, Richard. I really, really do. Semper Fi right back at you. And folks, if you like, you can opine this morning on the program, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to ask a question, make a comment, or opine, as we say. You can also head over to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And that works on mobile, by the way, as well, on the mobile site, as it were, on your cell phone versus your computer. So it works either way, and we love to hear from you. Got some great messages, of course, over the holiday time. And so I'm just glad everybody had a great chance, hopefully, to just kind of relax a little bit and have fun. I went out a little bit on New Year's Eve, went out for sort of an early dinner, but we were all just home on New Year's Eve, and that was okay. Just about every single person I talked to, almost to a person, was doing exactly the same thing. They were just kind of kicking it, staying at home, and not dealing with big crowds or stuff like that. And I think a lot of people just kind of preferred it that way. And a lot of people, of course, were just happy to see 2023 go. And there were some aspects of 2023 that I know a lot of people just kind of wanted to put into the rearview mirror. But as I was saying at the top of the show, it's a new day, it's a new year, it is a new opportunity. And that's one of the things that I really like about the month of January. The month of January just seems to have this feeling to it, has this kind of promise to it. It's not just another day or changing to another month, because it does have that new quality. I watched a little bit of the Rose Parade from Pasadena, and luckily, of course, it was just a beautiful day for the Rose Parade in Pasadena. It's so very rare that it ever has rain, and so I don't know. It's just kind of like it's just a thing. But those Rose Parade floats looked wonderful. We actually had a friend of ours that worked on one of them, and so that was kind of cool as well. But at any rate, folks, again, we're talking about the newness of the year, but sometimes the more things change, the more they stay the same. But that's not going to be, I think, for us this year. There's so much to do. There's so much to talk about, and there's so many aspects of what's happening when you just simply open your front door and look outside, that the constant explanation, shall we say, by the media and by the politicians, especially the Biden administration, just aren't going to hold water anymore. People just, they don't believe that stuff. They just don't believe it. And so what they're going to do, of course, they're going to keep trying to tell you what you think and why you're wrong. At the same time, they're going to fail miserably at it because it's just too obvious. And I think once you get to those points in political races, it'll start to just take on a life of its own. The clear choices are there, my friends. The clear choices are there about what we're going to do, where this country's going to go, and exactly how we're going to start to put things on the right track. Because no matter what, I mean, if you're an ardent supporter of the Biden administration, it's so hard to argue that things are going the right direction, that everything's okay, that we just don't understand it enough. We just haven't really, you know, we just haven't bared down and just gotten to the nitty-gritty understanding of how wonderful Joe Biden has made everything. We're not going to hear it in this segment, but there was a quote, an audio quote with Karine Jean-Pierre, and she was trying her level best to try to get in all the great things about the Biden administration and what it's done and how it's absolutely just, you know, made everything better. And they've just, you know, passed all this great legislation. And she actually said, and this really kind of caught my ear, she actually said, you know, Joe Biden has done more in 3 years than most presidents do in 2 terms. Now, you know, when you start hearing that, when they start saying that kind of thing, you know that they know that it's all starting to crumble, because nobody would believe that, not for a second. There's nobody. I think even ardent supporters of the Biden administration would know that he hasn't done more in 3 years than most presidents do in 8. It just doesn't make any sense. But that's because there's a desperation happening. There's a desperation about the economy. There's a desperation about foreign policy. There's a desperation about how everybody is just perceiving this president. And it's not just the president himself, the president, you know, Joe Biden, the man. It's the direction that things are going. You know, we continue to see that the nation believes that it's just not going in the right direction. And that kind of ship is very, very difficult. That kind of listing, as I should say, for a ship is very, very difficult to write. Then also, when you have Karine Jean-Pierre, we'll stay with her for a moment, when she talks about how Governor Abbott in Texas is, quote, using migrants as a political stunt, unquote, and that it's shameful, as she calls it, shameful, No, it's what he's doing is pointing out the shamefulness of what the Biden administration is absolutely allowing to happen. And some would say, and I think you could make a good argument to say that they are actually promoting this idea of having continued illegal immigration to the level that we're seeing it, and sort of pretending, you know, again, explaining to you how they're doing everything they can for the border, or how it's the Republicans, it's these Republicans, and they just will not help us with the border, and they will not, and you know, and everything we're doing is we're in a desperate attempt to really just save everything, and that's just not really true. But again, you see the desperation factor when she starts to say, well, Governor Abbott is doing this as a political stunt. And I would even say, too, that I guess to a great degree it is a political stunt, but it is an incredibly effective political stunt. And also it points out the hypocrisy of what these different sanctuary cities, their leadership actually is trying to perpetrate. They really don't want immigrants coming to their cities. They don't care where they go as long as it's not there. And instead of actually supporting real policies that an actual government would have actually for its actual border, instead of doing that, they'll just point the finger and say, well, it's MAGA Republicans, or it's this or that, and these racist people, and they don't, you know, kind of stuff. But honestly, you know, then, because otherwise, why wouldn't they? And I know that Mayor Adams, for example, saying we can't do much more of this. And I know that the mayor of Chicago saying, well, we really need more federal help and so forth. Well, then where is it? Where is the legislation being proposed? Where's all this stuff? Why isn't it that somehow the Democrats not only want to have sanctuary cities, but don't do everything in their power in order to trumpet the virtues of being a sanctuary city? If anything, they try to, you know, kind of tamp all that down. They try to make sure that, oh, well, you know, or even in San Francisco where crime is rampant. Well, that's not really a big problem. We'll just clean it up when President Xi comes by. But in the meantime, if you're critical of rampant crime or unfettered illegal immigration, then you're some kind of a racist, or you're just, you know, you're an authoritarian, you want to live in a police state and all this other kind of stuff. And it's just wearing thin. I'm telling you, it's just getting old. It's just getting old. And the reason I even bring this up on the program at this point this morning is because we're kind of getting done with the old, right? We're trying to leave the old back in the old year, as it were. And it's time, again, to, you know, tell these things like it is, call the balls and strikes the way that we see them, and make sure that as we go into the new year, that we just don't keep falling for the same old stuff. And we don't tolerate it either. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. I'm so glad to be back in studio this morning, because this is where, well, it's where the fun is. I'll tell you that much. We're going to have some more fun on the other side of the break. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yeah. USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky promising his country will ramp up production of weapons in the coming year as Ukraine's war with Russia rages on. A Georgetown University professor and longtime CIA analyst claiming many in the U.S. intelligence community will be working against Republicans in the coming election cycle. Israel will be withdrawing several thousand troops from the Gaza Strip. The IDF made that announcement yesterday. Fiery and dramatic images circulating online and on social media in the wake of a Japan Airlines incident, Flight 516 engulfed in flames, apparently then colliding with a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft attempting to land at a Tokyo airport. The airline said all 380 passengers and crew were able to get out safely. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I like this message we just got from Wally, who's in Tampa. Wally says Joe Biden has done more damage in 3 years than any other president has done in two terms. I think you're right, Wally. I really do. And yes, this is where Joe Biden may have even surpassed his former boss and mentor, Barack Obama, right? Yes, but thank you so much, Wally. I appreciate the message, and you're making us smile this morning because you're correct. Once again, folks, welcome back to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Great pleasure to be with you as we continue through this Wednesday edition of the program. Now, let me tell you this. We've got a great song lined up coming up in the next section. For the Trucker Traveler Report. And, you know, we had the final song we played for 2023, and that was going to be The Call, right? Let the Day Begin. And I was, you know, we were trying to think what are the first songs to play for 2024. And I think you'll be happy with that. So definitely stick around because you want to hear the song next hour. And of course, also, you know, we are going to talk about probably a little bit more next hour about the Harvard president, Claudine Gay, has now resigned from Harvard. Say it isn't so. I mean, amid, of course, the continuing plagiarism scandal.
you know, it's almost to the point now where it's like you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's you know, like your favorite show or something like that, and the writers come in and they say, okay, this is a whole different thing. You're the president of Harvard. Okay. And then they're going to have this whole big thing, which is obviously a very serious problem, about the war in Israel and how this played on the Harvard campus amongst students and amongst groups and amongst other Ivy League universities and amongst other big-time higher education universities, things like that. And then in the middle of the whole thing, the Harvard president is going to be found out for plagiarism. Well, we'll talk about it right now. How about that? We'll just talk a little bit about it right now. Harvard president Claudine Gay, this from Breitbart, resigned on Tuesday following anti-Semitism scandals at the Ivy League University, a disastrous congressional testimony, and scores of plagiarism allegations being unearthed in recent months. Her six-month tenure marks the shortest tenure in Harvard's history. Gay's resignation, just 6 months and 2 days into her presidency, makes her tenure as president the shortest, as we just said, according to a report by the Harvard Crimson. According to a letter released by the Harvard Corporation, Provost and Chief Academic Officer Alan M. Garber, who will take over as interim president, Gay informed the Harvard community of her resignation in an email that says it has been frightening to be subjected to personal attacks and threats fueled by racial animus. And she has a very long letter that she wrote. You know, it's sometimes interesting to me that especially when something like this comes out, you know, the controversies in and of themselves are huge. Right. They're almost unnavigable, but in the way that this is all played out, as I said, and people across the country are just absolutely boggled by the idea that anti-Semitism, and I think they're outraged. I think also, too, it's just outrageous what we've seen happening on these campuses, that, again, it's just been, you know, fair game to say and to call for the very worst kinds of things when it comes to our Jewish friends, Jewish students, Jewish citizens. This is not cool. And it is absolutely, and it's un-American, by the way, too. And unfortunately, and we see these kinds of things. We see the things online, or people will make statements, and it's just terrible. Somehow, Israel will finally get what it deserves and this kind of thing. And Israel's the problem. I mean, this is exactly talking points from Hamas 101, right? Remember, go out there and say Israel's the problem. Go out there and say, if we just eliminate Israel, we eliminate all of our problems. Remember to go out there and say that it's the Jewish people who have caused all these problems. You see the pattern developing there. And it's really heartbreaking, and it's outrageous, and it's infuriating to see these kinds of things. But on top of all of that, it's interesting to me that again, now this Harvard ex-Harvard president is being found out for these kinds of deceptions, through plagiarism, and then of course the long letter. It's another kind of smokescreen for all that stuff. You would think that if that was really the case, and it had been uncovered about about these deceptions that had occurred, that she would just kind of go, okay, a brief statement, I resign from Harvard effective immediately, this kind of thing. But of course, nope, that's not it. Because remember, it's all just a platform. Right now, you're just going to use your platform, and for better or for worse. No matter if you're just in the wrong, I'm still gonna go out there. I'm still gonna use my platform. I'm still going to blame it on something else. it's really crazy. The Breitbart article continues. The Harvard Corporation released its own statement, which echoes Gay's claims of racist attacks, and then they quote the letter, which is also incredibly long. Harvard president's resignation comes nearly 3 months after the October 7th Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel, to which Harvard's leadership failed to properly respond after more than 30 of its students' groups signed a pro-terror statement blaming Israel for the attack against itself. You know, one of the things that when you get out in the marketplace of ideas, right? One of the things, or just not even just the marketplace of ideas, just life, you know, and somebody has, they make some statement. Well, and of course, now I'm getting ahead of myself because stuff that people say doesn't always make sense, right? I mean, so you're kind of left wondering. But, you know, that is the worst possible argument to be made. And because it doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't, I mean, it has words, right? You know, it has words and it has an accusation and it has, you know, syntax and all this other stuff, right? So it looks like a communication, but it's not. It's just another agenda. And so no matter what, Hamas attacks Israel, does these grisly things. Well, ergo, Israel caused this. It's Israel's fault. Again, go back to the Hamas talking points 101. Israel is the problem. Eliminating Israel eliminates all problems. And on it goes. But again, they failed to take any action after the 30 student groups signed pro-terror statement. The university initially responded by issuing a vague, generic statement in which Harvard failed to counter or even mention its student groups in question. After nationwide backlash, Gay finally issued a follow-up statement trying to distance the school from the students who signed the pro-terror statement. You know, it would seem to me that you would do this. I mean, in other words, it never should have gotten to this point. We should be able to refute and to denounce and to distance ourselves from ridiculous and harebrained and really hurtful and terrible, insert your adjective here, kinds of statements. Automatically. It shouldn't take a, you shouldn't have to have a meeting in the conference room about something like that, right? I'm just saying. After that, Harvard issued a third statement lecturing the public about the importance of free speech, which many found ironic, given that Harvard was named 2023's worst school for free speech. To make matters worse, Gay, along with the presidents of the University of Pennsylvania and MIT, delivered a disastrous December 5th testimony before Congress regarding anti-Semitism. During the congressional hearing, the presidents infamously declined to say whether advocating for the genocide of Jews is permissible on campus. Days later, University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill resigned. I'm telling you, folks, I'm just going to say this, and I guess maybe this is the ironic thing. This whole thing has perhaps been a lesson, at least an object lesson, to some of these higher ups, right? I don't know that they're really going to take it to heart anytime soon, but at the very least, the backlash that was seen was the proper backlash for this. And it's not about free speech, because the answer to speech is more speech. And so they're going to lecture us about that when we're the ones putting out more speech. Speech that is not calling for genocide and calling down the call for genocide. That's free speech. All right, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are rolling. Well, I just gave you a hint on the song. We are rolling through this Wednesday morning. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So what should the first song we play in 2023 be? Well, there are so many great ones, obviously, but we had to choose something, and we did just earlier. And folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much more to talk about as we head through the Wednesday edition of the program. After this segment, of course, we'll head to the top of the hour. You'll hear your top of the hour news, get updated on everything. And of course, we'll be coming right back for hour number two after that. But right now it is time for the Trucker Traveler Report, and we have a song. And by the way, if you're new to the program, welcome, of course. But if you're new to the program, what we like to do is we want to make sure that whatever you're doing in the overnights across America, whatever you're doing, if you are driving a big rig, if you are working a job, if you're working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing, if you're making deliveries out there, wherever you're going, whatever your job is, whatever you're doing, if you're just up with us early here this morning to talk about all these different great things, we want to make sure that we have songs that kind of get you going, kind of get your blood pumping, keep you going down the road, keep you going through your shift, whatever it is that you need to have. We want to be there for you. It's our fun, our privilege, our solemn duty, in order to make sure that that you keep going throughout the overnight hour. So we can't think of any better way to do this morning than to, as we go into 2024,
to know that pretty much things could be changing, and whatever happens in 2024, we want to make sure, well, that we roll with the changes. Here we go. REO Speedwagon, folks. First song, 2024, coming at you.
As soon as you are able, woman, I am willing to make the break that we are on the brink of. My something's on the table. My love is feeling, waiting here for you to take and drink of. So if you're tired of the same old story,
vocals going on there too, by the way, and a tour de force on that B3 Hammond organ. I'm pretty sure that's a B3 Hammond organ right there. Folks, roll with the changes. That could be a watchword or a catchphrase as we go into 2024. We don't know what might happen, but we know that we're ready. We know that we're ready to see some really great things happen and some really great changes, I think, occurring, by the way. And that's from the album by REO Speedwagon. Of course, you can tune the piano, but you can't tune a fish. that's the name of the album, folks. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. And those guys were very, very clever, obviously. But definitely REO Speedwagon, one of the greats of all time, obviously. Kevin Cronin and REO still going strong out there. And we wish them the very, very best. Always like to see what Kevin Cronin's up to these days. All right, folks, let's take a look at some of the weather that we're seeing this morning. And this from the National Weather Service. Looks like a moderate to locally heavy snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Okay, higher elevation snow for the Pacific Northwest and Great Basin Central Southern Rockies. Lake enhanced and lake effect snow downwind from the Great Lakes. You know, one of the things someone was just telling me earlier today was that, well, you know, they want to go see the snow, but there's not a whole lot of snow in California. That's going to change up in the higher elevations, and that's even going to change, I think, for our friends across many different parts of the country. As a matter of fact, I think if we take a look, I was looking earlier, I think if we look up at Snoqualmie Pass up on I-90, there are no restrictions right now, but they are reporting snow flurries. Also, Donner Pass coming out I-80 outside of Reno, coming over to the California side, 32 degrees there, light snow in Donner Pass. So if you're trucking through those areas, you want to be very, very careful. It looks as well, taking a look at some of these alerts and so forth that we see. We do see some of those across the maps this morning. Let's take a look, because there are some dense fog areas, as I recall. So we want to call those out here. So if you're in Kansas right now, and if you're traveling up there, going along I-70 in the Salina area, heading east towards Kansas City, and then on over into Missouri for a time towards Concordia, you've got a dense fog advisory. This is also going to head north and south from those very points down towards Wichita, for example. So you've got a dense fog in Wichita, and I don't know, planes, trains, and automobiles. I always think about that when I hear, see about Wichita could be having weather and so forth. That's where they get diverted to, right? But at any rate, also, we got a dense fog advisory up near Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And that's, of course, up on I-90. And that's going to extend out west from Sioux Falls to the middle part of South Dakota, and then on up towards a place called Gettysburg, South Dakota, and Aberdeen, South Dakota. So be aware of that. Montana has its share of dense fog this morning, dense fog advisory. This also for I-90, but this is going to be in the Hysham, Forsyth, Miles City area if you're on your way towards Glendive. And then once you get through Glendive, you're going to be back in this fog as you head to North Dakota, again on I-90. This is going to be in the area called Beach, Medora, and Belfield if you're coming along I-90 there. So be careful. We also are looking at, let's take a quick look at some of our precipitation here, because we are seeing a lot of snow in the central part of California in those Sierra Nevadas. Coming out of Reno. Reno, you've got snow coming up I-80 north out of Reno up towards Lovelock. You've got all kinds of snow there. And again, snow coming down I-80 coming out of Reno through Donner Pass. It'll snow turn into rain as you head towards Auburn. Then down California 99, Merced, Fresno, almost to Bakersfield, you got rain. Rain on the Interstate 5 as well, sort of mirroring that. West of California 99, I should say, down through Santa Maria, just north of Ventura right now. So be careful of that. Our friends in Walla Walla, you got rain mixed with snow happening right now. Our friends in Seattle, you got rain to the north and south of you. Portland, you're looking pretty clear right now. We still also have a lot of rain down in the Houston area, heading east from there over through southern Louisiana and over to parts of southern Mississippi right now. Okay, that's it for this hour. More next hour. We're going to hear your top of the hour news right now. Pay a couple of bills for the program, and we shall return. I promise. Kyle Warren with you. It is Wednesday. We're back. We're live. It is January the 3rd. And we're glad to be here. Stay right there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with